This is Tiffany the Lass.
And Paloma.
And Davy Jones with PiratePods.com at UCSD's The Loft. And tonight we're speaking with...
Grumin. My name is Grumin from Brazil, yeah. And my bank account is, if you want to put some money on it. No, I'm kidding. I need, but I don't know. I will not do this.
So, Kurumin, you're super stylish tonight, and I imagine you're excited to start your show. My first question for you would be, where did you first get your musical inspiration from?
Well, I guess musical inspiration, actually all the inspiration when you are doing something creative or doing something, creating something, producing something, it came from your life, you know, all the stuff you have or you watch or you see, you heard, you feel. All those things are very important. But no doubt, as a musician and as a music lover, music is a big influence. Music always burns in my head. But sometimes it came from other places, you know, like you watch a movie or you walk in the street and see something. Or I don't know, sometimes a conversation you have with a friend could be very, very inspiration. So it comes from everywhere, but music for me is a very, very intense stuff, you know, like really blows my mind.
At what age did you decide you wanted to play music? Do you remember?
Oh, since I was a very little kid, I really love music and I'm very into music. I mean, wherever is playing music, I'm hitting like this, anything that is close to me, like percussion, some stuff, you know, trying to be with the music, you know. I remember that I was in a new school and I met a friend. Yeah, we are kind of 7 years old or something, and he already plays guitar. His family have musicians, and he already play acoustic guitar very well. And I said, well, I want to play guitar too, and I found a acoustic guitar in my house, and I started to play, and I'm starting to get some lessons, and then there he goes.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right.
Question. Think about sounds that you hear every day, maybe sounds in nature or in the city or anything else. Do you have a favorite sound and something that doesn't necessarily come from an instrument?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And this is not the sounds from the city. I came from São Paulo, and it's a huge city. It's a very noisy city. I live in downtown, you know, and I always heard buses go around, and it's a terrible sound. I don't like this sound. I don't want to hear it anymore. But for sure, when you go to the nature, it's almost an experience. In Brazil, in São Paulo, in Rio de Janeiro, in Minas Gerais, that places, we have a forest we call Mata Atlântica. And it's amazing forest because there's so much kinds of trees and green and animals and all the stuff. And it's very noisy forest, you know. It's different from other places in Brazil. You go to Cerrado, it's amazing too, because you walk in through the Cerrado and you just heard the crickets, yeah, you just heard some crickets playing from all over, and then sometimes you heard just a bird far away, and you walk more and you heard a bird very close to you. So for sure, this is very beautiful music. It's not music, but I don't know. It's a very, very beautiful noises that I really like to hear.
And if I was going to Brazil, what's a place that you would recommend that I should go to?
Ooh. Well, Brazil is huge, right? And each part of Brazil is very different from each other. It's the same here in the United States. It's very, very different. But the beaches in the northeast are amazing. There's an incredible feeling on it. It's very chill and, well, you had to be there to understand. Mm-hmm. But you feel like really relaxed and be on a beach, you know, like it's a very good feeling. And the north is very beautiful too. The north is where Amazon is and rainforest, and there you have this very intense green experience, you know, like the trees are huge and the rivers are huge too. It's the nature is very strong over there. Mm-hmm. You have this sensation and it's very beautiful.
Could you tell me which is your favorite song to play live?
Sure, for sure, there's shows that better than others, but when there's two good shows, it's very hard to say what is the best one, you know, and why is the best one. And so it's, I don't know exactly, but for sure, when you're groovy, when we're playing together with your band and you feel all playing together, this is the better experience.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy in that. It's that experience of actually playing a song and making sure that it's really tight and it's resonating with the crowd. That has to be.
And you probably can't duplicate that.
That's so I understand what you mean. I mean it's beyond duplication, because every night that you would play is a very unique experience.
Yeah.
Depending on the crowd, the venue, you know, how you're feeling, other things, but I imagine it's got to be one of the best feelings around.
Yeah. Sometimes it depends of something that you really don't know what it makes it work, you know. Sometimes you play in some places that they have a kind of I don't know, they have energy that so many people are playing there and the crowd always go to see good shows there, and there's some places that are really magical already, you know, you go to the place and they already got the vibe. Mm-hmm. You know.
Right.
But as I said, it's hard to define. Each day it's different from each other.
Right.
And playing and make shows.
Yeah, that's the magic of music. Absolutely,
no doubt.
So, tell us what you've been listening to these days, and also tell us what's going on in Brazil. Are there any pop acts that we should know about besides you?
Well, in Brazil, we're in a very good moment, very creative moment for music. In São Paulo and in Brazil, we have a lot of good stuff going on. You feel that, like, the music's keeping alive, you know, new stuff's bringing, new people are coming, and they don't necessarily are doing new music, but it sounds fresh, but it's not exactly new or something that you never heard, but it's I don't know, it's something, it's new people, you know, with new ideas. But wherever, in Brazil we have guys like Guisado, that is, well, I don't bring the CDs, I must bring it, but we have Guisado, that is, how can I define his, he plays a kind of hip-hop with jazz, but it's more experimental, it's instrumental songs, and it looks like Perfuse meets Miles in somewhere, you know. And we have a singer called Cell that is going very well here in the United States too. I don't know if you guys know her. She's a singer, and she's pretty good sound, very cool, very chill. We have a guy called Cidadão Estigado. He's a band, actually. And he brings something like very popular. His reference is from the very popular music from 70s and 80s in Brazil. The music we call Brega, like kitsch music in Brazil, and it's great. We have Instituto. There is some friends, a lot of friends that work together and do some stuff. Whatever, I can stay here the whole night, telling about the new stuff from São Paulo. But and what I'm hearing last week is I'm back into the dub stuff. I'm hearing a lot of the Burning Spear album.
Ah, right on.
Yeah, again, it's always you always back to some stuff, right? And I'm back into the Marcos Garvey album, and I'm really listening to an album with The Scientist and Prince Jammy too, that I really like it. In an album from a guy called is a maestro and arrangement from 70s called Rogério Duprat, and he's a maestro from Tropicália. He made arrangements from the most part of the albums from Tropicália, and it's very good.
Excellent.
I have a question about one of your songs, and forgive me if I say it wrong. Magrelella Fever?
Yeah.
How do you say that?
Magrela Fever.
Oh, pretty close. So what is that? What is that kind of fever? What are you singing about?
Yeah, Magrela is a slang to say very thin person, very, you know. But we call Magrela the bike too, you know. It's like meaning a metaphor, mm-hmm, of a very skinny guy to a bike, you know. And so I'm talking about biking and walk by bicycle in the city, and this feeling, because I used to walk a lot by bike in São Paulo, and it's a kind of experience, because you don't have places to walk. So it's very dangerous. At the same time, it's good. You have some adrenaline, and I don't know. I'm telling about this. You
Today's a very historical day for us in the United States. Of course, it was the inauguration of our first black president, Barack Obama. How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, we got Lula, our president now. It's funny because we have a very similar feeling that you have now, because Lula is our first, how can I say, he's a guy, he's a worker, and he's a guy from very poor, he grew up on a poor situation and a poor family, and he started at the syndicates, and and he have a very left side vision, you know. And he was our first president like this, you know. So when he was elected, we have this very similar feeling that you having now. It's different because Barack Obama, you guys have a lot of other parts, like Obama is been a president after Bush. That is, this is a very different history. And you have here in the United States this whole history about human rights and the history of the black people. And all this makes very different from Lula. But this, I mean, this feeling of hope and that this will be the guy. This guy will change everything. This guy will make everything work. And you know, believe that it could be better. But it's funny because with Lula we have a kind of deception. Lula, he have a very good ideology or philosophy, but he is a politician as the others, and he has to work with a lot of politicians to make it happen. And in Brazil, we have a big problems with corruption and stuff like that. And so, when I see Obama, I feel like, well, this guy is really different. It's really different from Bush. And he's actually really different from the other presidents of the United States. He's speaking, and when you watch to him, you feel that he's a very centered and very calm and have good ideas. But I don't know. I don't feel like, oh, this guy will be the most important president of all times. You know, I always got my step back and say, well, let's see what will happen. He's in a very hard moment. He will have a lot of work to do. And I'm really happy with that, right? As the whole world, I guess. But I always want to see what will happen first. And I'm not that believer, you know, like, wow, this guy is, yeah, he's the one and he will do it. Actually, I don't know if he will do it, but I hope so.
Right, that's our view in the Americas. You know, from North to South America, I think we're all a bit skeptical, even if there's somebody that really presents us with a lot of hope. Absolutely.
When was your president elected?
He was elected on 2001.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, long time ago. And he's still president, yeah. Oh. It's, you have 4 years president, and then you can be re-elected for a second, and he was.
Oh, at the end of your song Compacto, there, it sounds like there's an announcer.
This guy announcing is an album in Brazil, and is an album called Teaching to Dance, you know, how to dance.
Uh-huh.
And he speaks how, oh, you have to put your first step here and your second step there. Actually, in this song, Compacto, he's talking about different stuff, like when you put a record, you have to start to prepare your mind and get your body relaxed to sing stuff like that, you know.
Para juntá-los e tentar uma pequena rotina em estilo livre. Tudo isso ao som da música. Use somente sua imaginação e faça o que lhe faz sentir bem. Se você tiver algum problema, não fique desencorajado. Simplesmente volte ao início do corte e comece novamente. Vamos então escutar junto com os melhores.
Pronto, preparado e já!
I did it.
Oh, you did.
But I sampling and edit and make that.
And do you have to pay royalties in Brazil for sampling?
For some stuffs, yes. But in Brazil, this is very, very, very disorganized. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you sampling something and you can find a way to pay the guy, you know?
Okay.
It's very strange because you want to pay, you want to be everything very organized and right, but you can find who edit the stuff and who own the music, and sometimes it's very hard. And sometimes you know the guys who own the music, and you send to the guys, we want to use that. And they say, no, this don't belong to us. No, this has belonged to you. And then he started to research it. Oh, yeah, this is... Yeah. So it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure. The last thing we do is ask them to give the best pirate impression. Are you able to do that?
I don't know. Sorry, what is a pirate?
That's okay. You didn't have it. That's all right.
That's fine.
Once again, this is Davy Jones with Tip the Lass in Paloma, piratepods.com, talking with Kudamin tonight at UCSD's The Loft.
Thank
it's
you.
Very special inaugural night.
Sorry, now I got it.